Hey there, it's Dr. Brian McCain, not just a chiropractor, Stanford, Darien, Norwalk, New Canaan. Well, today, we are going to be just a chiropractor. Maybe it comes a little bit of a surprise, but here's the situation. What most people are not aware of is the multitude of benefits that chiropractic care can truly offer. And that's something we want to change. All right? I mean, basically, people come here, they want the adjustment, they're in pain. They know chiropractors treat back pain, neck pain, and that's the whole issue here. But there's a whole other facet to chiropractic care that most people don't realize. And some little subjective, you know, but they really do exist. And the first thing I want to touch, well, first of all, let's take a step backwards. The pain relief part is very real. Every muscle in your body has these special nerves. Every tendon in your body has another special nerve. One's called the Golgi tendon organ. The other one's called a muscle spindle cell. And what happens are these are two of the nerves in the body that can go both to and from the spine to the brain. Actually, they goes the nerve from them, say your thigh muscle goes to the spinal cord and then directly up to the brain for processing. So there's very few nerves in the body. As a matter of fact, there's only two types of nerves in the body that carry pain. You have nine different types of nerves. Only two carry pain, A-delta and C fibers. A-delta are myelinated, which means they travel very fast. C is kind of more unmyelinated, so it's kind of a dull, achy pain. So there's two different differentiations between different types of nerves that carry pain. But these muscle spindle cells, okay, and Golgi tendon organs are a type of nerve that goes to and from the spine. And when they're working and they're balanced properly, and the chiropractic adjustment does this, it allows for less pain. So there's a whole neurological circuit that I'm not going to go into now, but I want to go over some of the little known benefits of chiropractic care. One, improved immune function. You have the autonomic nervous system, which consists of the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system. What happens here is, when you're in sympathetic dominance, all kinds of, for lack of a better description, it's a shitstorm in your body. This is where your body is in constant fight or flight, be it from stress, physical stress, mental stress, chemical stress, emotional stress, all different types of stresses can put you there. But physical stress is also another one. If you're in chronic pain, you're going to be in sympathetic dominance. You want to be in parasympathetic dominance, which is the day-to-day, easygoing, this feels good, you know, you go through life in calm, cool, collective ways. The sympathetic is that fight or flight, and most people today are stuck in that fight or flight. And what does is it diminishes your immune response. When do you get sick? When do you catch a cold? When you're tired, when you're fatigued, when you're under a lot of stress. So I think that point hopefully gets in a little bit easier is that, you can and do see improved immune function when the body's properly balanced. And that's where chiropractic plays a role. So me being a chiropractor is not just going to improve your immune function. Chiropractic adjustment lets your body, through its normal homeostasis, allow itself to function in a more balanced way. The yin and the yang are working together, as opposed to the yin being too much or the yang being too much. So that's how chiropractic care can benefit, you know, improve immune function. Enhanced sleep quality. How does a chiropractic adjustment enhance sleep quality? First of all, if you got a subluxation, which is the bone out of place in the neck, and you can't get sleep, you're tossing, you're turning, you're not getting the deep relaxation. What happens is, again, a balanced nervous system. Maybe that's what we should be touting more here, is the balanced nervous system that can be achieved with chiropractic care is very, very subjective. I feel good today. Well, I slept really good last night. So it's very, very much subjective. But let me tell you, it does. If you have a bad knee, and the knee, because knees can't get adjusted as well, you have to understand this is how it's fixed. You know, this is how we, you know, you take the pressure off, because every time you turn, you have a bad shoulder. Every time you turn, you're going to wake up. You're not going to get that deep, restful sleep that you need. So enhanced sleep quality is a definite benefit of chiropractic care. Now, mood and mental health. Mood and mental health is really the same thing with immune function. I don't separate the two. I'm going through a list of ones that are most commonly, you know, benefits that people are unaware of. When you're getting better sleep and you have better immune function, your mood and your mental health are going to be better. I don't particularly say to my patients, hey, listen, you're going to feel mentally alive after your adjustment. You know, if you have brain fog, you have headaches, yes. But, you know, if you have chronic pain and the pain starts to go away, which it should, if the pain doesn't go away, go see a different chiropractor. So that's how I would like to address one of the little known benefits being better mood and mental health. You know, some people do report it. You know, it's not that I think we're a little tied up and busy to report, hey, my mood was good today. Oh, my mental health is better. So I don't hang my hat on that one as much. Increase energy levels. By addressing the spinal misalignments, you can improve nerve function, which leads to increased nerve energy and overall vitality. So there's no doubt to me that increased energy levels are another one of the strategically better benefits of chiropractic care. Now let's go into better digestive function. You're like, how does a chiropractic adjustment, you know, affect my digestive function? Well, the nervous system plays a big role in digestive function. And the chiropractic adjustments provide influence on nerve signals to and from the brain. If you've never heard of the gut-brain access, it's you know, it's something you got to understand, because the immune system is a large portion of your immune system is in your intestines or your gut, okay? And the brain and the gut have very similar functions. They try to keep certain things in and certain things out. In the brain, you have what's called the blood-brain barrier, and in the intestines, you have the intestinal wall and mucosal level, or zona occluded. Say that three times. Zona occluded. Okay, so you have these protective mechanisms, and when those are breached, you can have different health issues as well. So, better digestive function can be and is definitely a possibility that you may not be aware of, especially if you're on a proton pump inhibitor, which a lot of people are, but they're pretty dangerous to be on long-term, causes a lot of demineralization of bones. You're subjectively better in the beginning, but that goes away pretty quickly. So better digestive function is definitely a benefit of chiropractic care. The nerves that go to your intestines, to your stomach, all come off the spinal cord. If there's a blockage there, you can definitely expect to have a hopefully better response when those nerves are working better and the brain can communicate with the organs. See, every nerve in your body travels through the spine. So, better digestive function, another benefit of chiropractic care. Reduce headaches and migraines. I think I can't speak enough. So many people are suffering with headaches these days. They don't have to suffer. You have headaches, migraines, and you really should see a chiropractor because, you know, massage may work, acupuncture may work, but I see so many cases of this where people just need to get the neck adjusted. And what happens is a lot of people are like, they're scared away from, oh, don't touch my neck, don't touch my neck. My doctor says this, my doctor says this. These bones move. When they move out of place, you have pressure on the nerves. Now, what happens with headaches and migraines is you have pressure on the brainstem. Brainstem, yes. Think of all the nerve functions going in and out of that brainstem. It's kind of like a relay to the upper levels of your brain. Brainstem comes two fingers down into your neck. So you take your two fingers, put it at the back of your neck, brainstem goes down that far. If you have a subluxation there, you can have horrific symptoms, headaches, migraines, TMJ, fogginess, dizziness. There's a whole bunch of them. All right. So headaches and migraines, clearly wonderful for and wonderful results with chiropractic care. Balance of coordination. Yes, when you take pressure off the brainstem, we're going to go one up. You have the brainstem kind of relays information to the cerebellum where all balance of coordination is coordinated. So especially if you have upper cervical subluxation with the bones out of place, putting pressure on the nerve, primarily at that point it is still the brainstem, you can and see better balance and coordination. There are some certain eye exercises as well that I would recommend people to do. So, you know, pain relief beyond the spine. You're going to have pain relief beyond the spine because if you have a foot that's subluxated, you adjust the foot. Listen, put it this way, any bone that moves and go out of place and cause an interference with the nerve, communicating with the brain and the body part, and you have to restore that. So it's really pain relief. It could be shoulders, elbows, knees, wrists. You know, it depends on what the problem is and how, if it can be correlated to a bone out of place. Wrist bones go out of place, feet bone go out of place. Put it back in place, you restore the normal nerve ability to communicate with the brain and run the show there, basically. So preventative health maintenance. Listen, you got to brush your teeth every day. You really should be going to the gym 3 or 4 times a week. You should be eating right. Chiropractic care is just a part of it. And I would have to say, you know, moderately here, once you get to a certain point where you're maintaining your health, once every couple of months is good. You come in, it's like you change the oil in your car. Yes, or you should. It's a way to keep your body going, because your body is dynamic, not static. Okay, you brush your teeth every day. The teeth are static until they fall out of your head. Your spine is not static. The parts move, they can go out of place. You know, you may have a phone glued to your ear all the time. So preventative health maintenance, yes. We call them, you know, maintenance care or wellness care. It's pretty important. Let's touch on probably one of the least known is pregnancy support. Chiropractic care is a brilliant way to relieve discomfort during pregnancy. Can't take Tylenol, can't take Aleve, can't take Advil. So think about it. Those things that you rely on to stay out of pain, but you don't take them because they can affect the baby. Think of those can also affect how you function as well. People just say, hey, I take an Advil, I get through my work day. I take an Advil, I get through my workout. I can go play tennis, take an Advil. It's a medication, and over a period of time, it does affect the stomach lining, the walls in your intestines, so that's a whole other story. But let's get back to the pregnancy. It allows for people to have a smoother pregnancy and delivery by making sure the pelvic bones are working through improved pelvic alignment with the chiropractic adjustment. It is safe for the baby. It's safe for the mother. What it is at this point is you are seeing more and more obstetricians and nurse practitioners recommending chiropractic care for their patients who have pelvic issues during pregnancy. And especially if you've had a history and it's a second, third baby, you may want to really consider having some, you know, support, you know, chiropractic support throughout your pregnancy. All right, listen. I think I touted enough about chiropractic care since my podcast is not just a chiropractor. It's a great way to stay healthy, but it's not the only way to stay healthy. I mean, let's be realistic. Many, many ways to be healthy. Chiropractic care is just one of them, and I hope you avail yourself of it. My name is Dr. Brian McKay, Core Health and Darien is where I practice. If you have any questions, 203-656-3636. 203-656-3636. All right, thanks a lot. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.